What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm here with Chinese Best Friend. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, man. You know what? I'm going to be going back to Ghana, so we'll be doing from here. Very soon, we're going to be doing it from Ghana. I'm just still going to call you, and we're just going to do it together. I know somebody that's shorter than you. My guest today, motherfucker.
Really?
He definitely built like a capital Q. Another Z-list celebrity, up-and-coming comedian, social media influencers. He's from one of my favorite places to perform. I love going to Boston. Boston people are just, you know, they're so real. You know why I like Boston so much? It's like everybody that's African from Boston is from Cape Verde. For some reason, everybody that stayed from Cape Verde, they're from fucking Boston. Boston must have its own part of Africa called Cape Verde. And then... a lot of Haitians in Boston also. Sapase Wabule. Shout out to all the Haitians in Boston. I got my nigga on the show tonight. Let's welcome my guest to the show.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Rito Brown, where you at, motherfucker?
Rito Brown.
What's good, dog? Going on, man? Have a seat, man. Welcome to the Z-List Celebrity Podcast. All my guests are either, they are between Q and Z. You are probably... a Z-lister, but you are definitely on the way to Q.
Definitely on the way to Q. I appreciate that. That's
anytime,
cool.
Man. How you been?
Man, been busy, man. You know, the world's open back up, so.
Would you suggest your kids being comedians?
I think my daughter is going to be one. My son isn't as funny. So, like, he's mean. So I tell him, yeah, you got to chill out. But my daughter, I let her explore it. Like, if you find something you think is funny, go ahead, be funny. I'll give you that mulligan of trying to be funny first. But my son, I don't think my son got it, bro.
For real?
Yeah, he don't got it.
He's just a mean little nigga.
He mean. He likes to play sports, karate, shit like that. But make it a joke, it's like, nah, he won't hurt your feelings. So I'm like, yeah, you can't indulge in this shit. But my daughter, she knows. My daughter's the one that's like, we had a roasting competition one day.
Oh.
I had my daughter and son go at it. I want to see if y'all know what y'all doing.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So... my daughter's turn, I tell her how to do it. I'm like, you just want to get straight to the point, insult, be funny. So my daughter's like, your mother's ugly. I'm like, yeah, that's funny. That's really funny. Funny as shit, 7-year-old. Keep going. My son is the nigga that's just like, you don't know the difference between a goat and a sheep. And I'm like, nigga, stop. Like, that's not how you roast.
Was there more to it?
My daughter really doesn't know the difference between a goat and a sheep, but she's 7,
nigga. Oh, I thought they're the same.
No, she's 7, same. He's 11. It's not the same.
The sheep and a goat.
A sheep and a goat? No, it's not the same.
Do they sound the same? Meh, like that? No.
That's a sheep. The sheep got the wool. A goat got the horns.
But the sheep doesn't talk like that?
Nah, that's a goat.
Oh. Hi, welcome to the show.
How y'all doing?
So the sheep and the goat, I mean, don't they both sit mad?
Yeah, Mike, see?
Is that the same? No.
He doesn't even know. Maybe the joke was
Mike,
for you.
You would know.
I eat goat. I don't listen to niggas.
Maybe
talk.
The joke was for you.
What?
Towards your son.
He was talking about me?
Yeah, you don't know the difference between a goat and a sheep.
Oh, damn, you're right.
That is fucking funny.
So that makes it a good joke?
Be a king.
But what do you think takes better, a goat or a lamb? You from Boston, you added some curry goat, right?
Yeah, of course. But that's different. You're saying curry goat. Curry goat is too good. I don't care what you do to a lamb. I'll take the goat.
For real? I love lamb chops?
Nah, I'll take the goat.
For some, I think lamb meat tastes better. I don't know. Is it because of what make meat taste better? Is it the way it was raised?
The fats, of course.
It's a little juicy fats on it.
But you know, I like oxtail better than steak sometimes.
For real?
Nigga, oxtail is different, bro.
But you know what make a steak taste good and bad sometimes is the way to kill the cow.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. If you die angry, you're not gonna be all tender, you know. If you shot the motherfucker, you gotta kill it in a certain way. You gotta like
what, Mike?
You gotta cut his
throat. You gotta rub his
nicely,
back and shit.
Something.
Yeah, you gotta massage him. Tell him you're not gonna die. You're not gonna die.
This ain't a
sing
gun.
Sing a song.
How you gotta kill a cow, Mike?
He's gonna sing a song.
If you shoot a cow, he's gonna be very stiff. He's gonna be a tough meat to eat.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Right, he's angry. He died angrily. Yeah. He's not gonna give you a good meat to eat. Massage him. You know, probably get like a female cow to suck his dick.
What? Yeah. And what? Tickle him, motherfucker?
Tickle right him. Right when he busted the nut, right, shoot him in the head.
Cut his throat.
Yeah?
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson,
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Subscribe. It's free. So go do it. Right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday. I've killed the chickens.
How? Like, cut the head off?
Well, yeah, but you see, yeah, you're in America. Yeah, sometimes they just cut it off and let the shit run all crazy. That's torture. Africa, we dig a hole in the ground. You got to kill them peacefully. Mm-hmm. Don't have them all jumping up. That's going to make them not soft. You want a chicken to be nice and tender when you eat it. It's all how you kill them. So what we do, you grab the leg, grip both legs, you step your foot on both legs, you put the wings together backwards, you put your other leg on the wing.
Oh, that's torture, motherfucker. No, that's not. That's the stiffest chicken you're going to have.
That's
you dig a hole, you make you a dig chicken a hole nuggets, in nigga. The ground because you want to pour that blood, you peel some hair off his neck, and then you got both legs, he's down, he can't move nowhere.
Yeah.
You just cut a little bit of throat and then you pour the blood in the ground, in the hole.
That's way worse, Mike.
Yeah, that's worse.
Then just chopping the head up, and them just
that's
jumping around like crazy.
That's what we do in the Philippines, Mike. We chop the head off.
And he runs around? Like with
Would you want to be? That's horrible.
And then on your birthday, you killed it and then you put a cross right here because we're Catholic.
Chicken's with the blood?
You put the chicken's blood on your forehead?
On our birthday, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Now I think about it, it was like, damn.
But don't you guys eat chicken blood? Like, I've seen it. It's a
pig blood.
Oh, it's pig blood.
Well, you drink it?
No, they cook it. And then they added some intestines and stuff in there.
So, a sauce, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people think it's chocolate soup. So, I fooled a lot of my friends.
Wait, hold on. You fed your friends pig blood and told them it was chocolate soup?
Yeah.
What the fuck, nigga?
I had rice in it.
Yo, Mike, don't have me come to none of this nigga shit.
Mike had some.
You had pig blood?
I brought one here before.
Oh, shit.
You fucking tricked me?
Yeah.
No, I told you it was some little soup. You know, I forgot. I told you. Remember one time I brought a lot of Filipino food? You liked it. You're like, oh, what is this?
This nigga said little soup.
Don't worry, Mike. It was cooked real good. It's cooked real good.
Yeah, this nigga said little soup. Hey, my fault.
You want me to order tonight?
No, motherfucker. I can't wear a pig's blood.
Why not?
That's probably why I've been fucking passing gas the past 10 years. How long ago was this?
That was about eight, 9 months ago. I told you.
I don't remember you telling me how to
do it. I got a bunch of food. You like it. You're like, oh, this is good.
He was fucking it up.
Yeah,
I knew what it was.
He was fucking it up. No, he didn't. He said he told you it was chocolate.
Just said soup. No, soup. Just said some...
Oh, okay.
You liked it, Mike.
That's what Rada does. Rada tricked me. She'll tell me, because she knows she's Asian. She knows how to make African food. So she wouldn't tell me she's making African stew. She'll tell me, Mike, I'm making Chinese stew. And I eat it, I'm like, oh, this is good. She's like, yeah, motherfucker, I just made African stew, motherfucker.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's all in the mind, you know?
Nah, that's not true.
Cause, because my girl, she makes all vegan shit, and then I like it a lot, and then next thing you know, she goes, oh, that's vegan. I'm like, fuck, I don't want it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like
it fucks with your brain if it's, like, grass meat.
Let me change the subject. The time I told the Olympics with the Shira Richardson girl.
Yeah, that.
Do you think black people should...
Protest?
Yeah.
Not protest. What's the word I'm looking for?
Riot.
No, not riot. What's the
riot?
Issue boycott the Olympics?
I don't think black people should boycott because there's too many
other black people
competing. Okay. You know what I mean? Like it sucks what she's going through, but at the same time, it's like, all right, just come back in 4 years. Like
four years is a long year.
It's not. Michael Phelps came back in 4 years and went crazy.
Oh, he did?
That's crazy. When Michael Phelps got in trouble for weed, mm-hmm. he came back in 4 years and broke every fucking record.
Is that what happened?
Yes, nigga. That's when he went and got his 22nd medal. He wow. just got in the water, shut the fuck up, and he killed shit. She's in position to do that.
4 years.
Oh, yeah. She's like 21.
She's that young?
I think she's like 20-something. Yeah, she's young. Okay. Oh, so if she comes back in 4 years and she's still the fastest woman on the planet, she's going to shatter records. And now it's going to be bigger than ever. She's going to get every endorsement. But if we boycott it now and then she doesn't come back and people are like, we don't give a fuck, it's not going to do nothing. Right. Like, she's not competing for the Olympics. She's the fastest woman on the planet.
Wow.
She's gonna win, nigga. She's already gonna win.
Oh my God.
So it's like, yeah, I'll sit for 4 years.
Oh, she's still making money right now. Yeah, she's running everywhere else.
Man, she's gonna be fine. She's gonna have a weed company.
Well, she was
Yeah, I don't know. If she smokes a lot of weed, sir, she's not gonna be able to run anymore.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.